Hello, everybody.
Hi. Welcome to another episode.
So, I got a notification this morning that our website was renewed, Trinity, for its first year. So, we've been doing this for a year.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know how many episodes we got, but I think we have more than 12. So, we're at least once a month on average.
Yeah.
Math. So, we're on our way to take Trinity to school for the day. And she had a question she wanted to ask me.
Why is, like, around this time of the year, is it only just me or is everybody else, like, getting sick? Well, not really sick, but, like, a stuffy nose and all that. Like, why does that happen? And why only around this time?
Well, I think you'd know the answer to that, right?
No,
at least
not
a little
really.
Bit?
Maybe a little.
Well, you know, a lot of people are allergic to the pollens and stuff in the air.
I'm not.
Well, obviously. At least a little bit. So when the trees and the flowers and all that stuff starts coming into bloom, trees in the front yard got the flowers out, and all that pollen lifts in the air, and people are allergic to it, and there you go, stuffy nose. And then this erratic weather change where, 3 days ago on Sunday, we had our air conditioners on full blast because it was 80 degrees out, and then last night the furnace is kicking on. I think the rapid weather changes messes with people's sinuses too, and that's been... This spring has been real bad for that.
Yeah, but it didn't bother me till yesterday. Like, that yesterday, or not yesterday, Monday afternoon, that's when it started getting to me.
Yeah, when it was probably that front coming through, too. So there is a thing with pressure. I think it's cold. Colder weather is higher pressure, and warmer weather is lower pressure. And so when you got a front coming in, bringing in, like this time, it's going to get colder, so you're bringing in a higher pressure system. It messes with your sinuses and your, I don't know, whatever in your head, the pressure in your head getting out, and I guess, I don't, you know, it's all this stuff I've theorized in my head over the years.
Okay. Why has nature decided to let us suffer and change it from 80 degrees down to like 60 degrees and then back up to 80 degrees?
You know, it's kind of been this way for all of mankind. There's different systems like El Nino and stuff that change the patterns and everything, but that's just the way it is. Some of this, when it was getting cold and stuff, he was watching... storm systems kind of churn, and they're churning like right up there at the northern border of America. But they're churning counterclockwise, sucking that cold air from Canada and bringing it down to us and making us cold, and then that passes, and then just that warm comes back. It's just weather systems and air streams and all that whatnot.
Okay, and also, what's with the middle school? Because it seems like, to me, everybody bullies each other. Like, legit, everybody. One kid will bully the other, and then that one will bully him back. And I'm just like, what the heck is going on?
I feel like that's, I feel like we've gone over that question before.
No. Not that exact question, but a question kind of like it.
I would say a lot of the kids are going through puberty, which makes their hormones go bazonkers, and they don't know how to handle it. So everybody's getting mad. The boys are going through it, and then they're starting to think they're tougher than each other, and, you know, kind of like the chickens and the roosters when they're out fighting when they get a certain age, you know? And then they start attacking each other. Because they're trying to figure out who's the toughest and find that pecking order. Middle school's a rough time of year. It's a rough group of kids. You getting somebody bullying on you?
No.
You bullying other people?
No.
You didn't beat nobody up yesterday?
Sadly not.
Oh. I guess that's a good thing.
Although kids are aggressive while playing sports, I do know that.
Well, that's one of the good things about sports, besides learning how to work with people in a team and stuff, is sometimes it does help get your aggression out. Whether that's just running around kicking a ball helps get that aggression out, or playing football and running around and knocking people to the ground when you're allowed to, or wrestling, or, you know, a lot of people say you should get into martial arts. You know, you've done it for a little bit.
Yeah.
Where you kick at people and get some of that aggression out. You got some aggression you need to get out?
No. I just look at people and say, either karma's going to hit them or they're going to... Or I just say, you're going to fall. And then eventually they do. And I'm just standing there watching it happen.
Eventually we all fall, T.
I haven't fallen yet.
Excuse me?
Not yet this year. I tripped, but I caught myself before I fell. So, does not count.
Didn't you break in the new year with a
No,
boot
that
on your foot?
Was in like November, December, around that time. So.
Hey, maybe when you fell, somebody was looking at you saying that. Karma.
I don't know who would say that. Because I'm like one of the nicest people you'll find in a school.
Sometimes there's people that hate the fact that you're being nice. There's always somebody.
Eh.
Just ignore them people, right?
Yeah. Plus, I just think karma's gonna hit them back. For saying it. Simple as that.
Well, Trinity's gonna go camping with her mom this weekend. But we'll try to get another episode in. Maybe Monday or Tuesday?
Yeah.
Next week?
Yeah.
Try? Trinity, will you remember?
Maybe.
Maybe I will too. We'll see.
That's what Siri's for. Bye.